Tuesday morning. That means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with Mayor Sheehan. The State Board of Elections has filed a complaint against the Albany mayor.
Our reporter Mandy Freese has the story today about Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan's campaign coming under fire for allegedly accepting more than $38,000 in excessive campaign contributions, filing late reports, and hosting a fundraiser with a raffle for theater tickets, which you're not supposed to do in election cases. And this is all according to the complaint filed by the Board of Elections. Riza Sugarman, who's the chief enforcement counsel at the board, filed the complaint seeking a hearing to recover the $38,000 in excess campaign contributions and a $2,000 penalty for late campaign reports. The state also argues that the mayor's campaign inappropriately accepted contributions in exchange for an opportunity to win tickets to see a Broadway show, Hamilton. And this violates general municipal law preventing political parties from conducting raffles like that. In an emailed statement Monday, Sheehan's campaign spokesman says they have been working with the State Board of Elections to ensure compliance. According to the complaint, Sheehan accepted more than legally allowed in campaign contributions from 16 supporters, including some local labor unions and corporations. Now, she easily won the September Democratic primary and then was reelected to a second term facing only nominal opposition in the November election.
From there, let's head to Fulton County, New York. The story in the paper today about a hazardous waste fine.
Robert James Carville of West Palm Beach, Florida, who owned the Carville National Leather Corporation, which was a tannery in Fulton County in the community of Johnstown, he had pleaded not guilty in federal court to an indictment that alleged he illegally stored hundreds of gallons of hazardous waste in the old factory. Closed in 2013, he faces up to $41 million in fines and up to 3 years in federal prison if convicted of the top charges. The indictment alleges that he knowingly stored the hazardous wastes, including chromium and lead, without a permit, and it said he released hazardous substances by abandoning dozens of drums and barrels containing these substances. The judge permitted Carville to remain free on a $100,000 personal recognizance bond. He approved the request from Carville's attorney to travel to various parts of the country because he has a role as the membership coordinator in the International Hot Rod Association. That's a big drag racing operation. He faces these charges and he'll answer them in Albany Federal District Court.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joins us each Tuesday. For more, head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.